天之时，于大荒山无极崖炼成高经12万12丈，方经24丈，顽石36501块。
How many know that one?
你们谁知道
？One, two, three. Okay, and the answer is.
答案是。
Dream of the Red Chamber.
是《红楼梦》。
Some of you didn't get that right. Okay, on to the next one. To summarize the number of the universe, 129,600 years make up one unit.
盖文天地之数有129,600岁为一元。
A little tougher?
这个是很难，好像。
That's from the novel Journey to the West.
是《西游记》里面的。
Number four, when the emperor Rangzong of the Song Dynasty was in reign on the third year of Jehu of March 3rd at 5 o'clock, the emperor was sitting on his throne receiving his subjects.
话说大宋仁宗天子在位，嘉佑三年3月3日3:00 PM，天子驾坐紫宸殿，受百官朝贺。
That is Outlaws of the Marsh.
是《水浒传》里面的。
Okay, let me try a few from Western culture. Okay.
我们再试试西方的一些文学作品。
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
这是最好的时代，也是最坏的时代。
Tale of Two Cities, Charles Dickens. Very good.
双城记。
Call me Ishmael.
叫我伊什玛。
Moby Dick. Yes. A few more crumbs up here for you.
白鲸记。
Last one.
下面一个。
All children except one grow up.
所有的小孩都长大了，只剩了一个。
Peter Pan.
彼得潘。
There you go. How about this one? Last one. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
最后一个，起初神造天地。
That's from the great novel, the Bible.
那就是我们这本最大的小说，圣经里面。
The Bible is a novel. It's a story.
圣经是一本故事。
Now we find ourselves with a great difficulty today.
我们今天发现自己在一个很困难的时代。
Because Western culture for the past 50 years has been in an era called Postmodern.
因为近五十年来，西方的文化就是一种后现代主义的哲学。
The postmodern era says that there are no grand stories.
在后现代主义的时代，人们不承认有一个大的故事。
There is no revelation.
没有启示。
There is no answer to the great questions.
没有问题，没有答案。
Who am I?
我是谁？
Why am I here?
我为什么会活着？
Postmodernism says we have to make up our own stories.
后现代主义者认为我们是自己去创造自己的故事。
We have to invent our own meaning.
我们要自己发现自己的意义。
Postmodernism has also impacted the church.
后现代主义甚至也侵蚀到了教会思想。
Because we have lost the grandeur of our story.
因为我们已经忘了世上还有一个大的故事的存在。
Christianity has now been reduced to 3 tips to make you happy.
现在的基督教已经沦落为给世人提供一些好生活的一些小窍门而已。
There is nothing in Christianity that captures your heart anymore.
我们听到了圣经的教导，不再让人能够心驰神往。
And if following Christ doesn't capture your heart, something will.
如果跟随耶稣不能让你这样心驰神往的话，那么世上可能一些别的事情就会使你分散精力。
Now I'm preaching a sermon today that I preached in my church just a few minutes ago.
我今天给大家讲的道，就是我几分钟之前在我自己教会讲的。
Our whole church is reading through the Bible this year.
我们教会今年一起读圣经。
And what I've done is I want to capture the beginning of this great story.
我今天给他们讲的就是给他们讲一下这个大的故事的开始。
Specifically, the first 3 chapters of Genesis.
特别是创世纪的前三章。
Because Genesis is the beginning of this great story.
因为创世纪是这一个大故事的开始。
And this morning, what I'd like to do is to put the Bible story into its real format.
今天我们就要把圣经里的故事还给它还原成它本来的样子。
To have a great story, you have to have a setting.
为了讲一个好的故事，你必须有一个背景。
You have to have character.
你有人物。
You have to have drama or a climax.
你应该有故事情节、高潮。
Finally, resolution.
并且有一个答案。
So let's look at the story of the Bible and understand its setting.
我们看看圣经的故事的背景是什么。
In the beginning,
起初,
once upon a time,
很久以前,
all great stories start like that.
好的故事都是这么开头的。
Once upon a time, in the kingdom of Camelot,
很久很久以前在卡姆勒的王国里。
Once upon a time, there was a prince and a princess.
很久很久以前有一个王子遇到一个公主。
They all get their idea from the Bible.
这些讲故事人都是抄袭圣经。
But when I say in the beginning, your thoughts probably go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
当人们一提到起初，就会想到创世纪一章一节。
But that's not act 1 of the story.
但是那并不是这个大故事的第一幕。
That's actually act 3.
那已经是第三幕了。
When I talk about in the beginning, we have to go back before creation.
当我们讲到起初，我们要谈到神创造天地之前的事情。
The first act, the setting, is found in John chapter 1, verse 1.
真正的第一幕是在约翰福音一章一节里面讲到的。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
在起初，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Act 1 is the Trinity.
第一幕讲的是三位一体。
Act 1 is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in a sacred circle of communion and love.
第一幕讲述的是圣父、圣子、圣灵在一个神圣的关系里面，一种爱的关系。
Act 1 is a God that is love.
第一幕里面，神就是爱。
And for God to be love, there must be a Trinity.
如果神是爱，那么必须要有三位一体。
So we have this mystery of the Trinity in this community.
那就是那时候一个很神秘的三位一体的这样一种关系。
Now there are hints of this Trinity all the way through the first few chapters of the Bible.
在创世纪前面几章都给我们看到这个三位一体的事情。
In Genesis 1, 2, it says the Spirit hovered above the waters.
创世纪一章二节说，神的灵运行在水面上。
In Genesis 1, 26, God says, let us make man in our image.
一章二十六节，神说，让我们按照我们的形象造人。
But every one of us lives with some type of a memory of that Holy Communion.
这些都已或多或少的向我们告诉我们这个三位一体的事情。
In Act 3, when we are created, God is going to put into us this desire for relationship.
那就是在第三幕，神造我们以后，神就把这种对这种关系的渴慕放在我们每个人心里。
We will be created in the image of God.
我们是按照神的形象造的。
And therefore, we will have this longing to be in that sacred circle.
所以我们就有这种非常神圣的这种渴望，想加入到神的三位一体当中。
The story of mankind is for us trying to get back to that circle.
人类的历史就是试图去回到神的三位一体的这种圈子当中去的事情。
Single people know the way back.
独身的人体会很深。
The single person thinks, if I can just get married, I'll get back to that.
一个独身的人经常会想，如果我要是结了婚，我就找到那种幸福了。
After a few years, they realized that marriage doesn't supply that longing inside.
但是结婚几年以后，他们发现婚姻并不能给他们解决这种。
So they say, we can fulfill this longing if we just have children.
所以他们就想，如果我们有了孩子就好了。
Unselfish children.
我们有了不自私的小孩就好了。
But after having children, they realize this isn't a way back to the sacred circle.
但有了孩子以后，他们又意识到，孩子也不能使他们体会到这种幸福。
We're told a lie by our culture that sex is the way back to that circle.
在这个世上有一种谎言告诉我们这种性关系会给我们带来这种幸福。
If I could just have a sexual experience, I will feel fulfilled.
如果有这种性的体验，你就会感受到这种幸福。
But G.K. Chesterton said this many years ago.
但是有人说道，
Every man who knocks on the door of a brothel is looking for God.
每一个敲妓院的门的人其实都在寻求神。
Sex is not the solution.
性并不是答案。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11, it says that God has put eternity in our hearts.
传道书三章说到，神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。
Every person in this room, we have a longing to go back and join that sacred circle.
在座的每一个人内心深处都有这种渴望，渴望回到神起初创造我们时那种美好。
Nothing on earth will satisfy that longing.
世上没有任何东西能满足这种渴望。
Only God himself.
只有神本人可以。
So our once upon a time is a longing to get back to know God.
所以很久很久以前就是告诉我们人类这种渴望是从何而来。
The second act are the characters in this story.
第二，这一幕的人物。
So God is in this sacred circle, and they decide to create.
当神和三位一体在这种神秘的关系当中决定创造。
And they create angels.
他们先创造了天使。
Probably millions and billions of angels.
也许是几百万、几亿这样多的天使。
Angels are mentioned in the Bible over 300 times.
在圣经里面有三百多处提到天使。
And one thing is true about every time that they're mentioned.
每一次提到天使的时候，
Angels are never bored.
天使好像都不是那种无所事事的人。
In Isaiah 6, we're given a glimpse of angels that are in the presence of God.
在以赛亚书六章讲到神面前的天使是什么样子。
And these angels have multiple sets of wings and they cover themselves.
这些天使身上都长了好多翅膀，用翅膀遮盖了他们的脸。
And they're saying certain words repeatedly.
他们不停地说同样的话。
What are those words?
他们说什么呢？
Holy, holy, holy.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
But what's interesting, if you look at the context, it's not a hymn, it's not a liturgy that they're saying. They are speaking to each other.
他们并不是，他们其实是彼此呼喊，他们对彼此说这些话。
And if you can understand an English idiom, this is what they're saying.
你们如果懂英语的一些成语的话，这是他们所说的。
Holy, holy, holy smokes! Do you see what I see?
他说的就是。
They are so taken by the majesty of God and His incredible presence that they're just shouting and they're in awe and they're amazed at how brilliant God is.
他们其实是因为被神的威严所震慑，所以他们彼此面面相觑，说：“天哪，真的是太可怕了。”
Now you would think with this type of environment that they're in that everything's going to turn out fine.
你们想象一下，如果天使都是这个样子，世上应该是没有问题了。
But something happens in Act 2 that's crucial for us to understand.
但是在第二幕发生了一些关键的事情。
Because it impacts everything that's going to happen in our lives.
就因为这些事情的发生，才产生了以后这些关乎我们的事情。
And this is what happens. There's a rebellion.
发生了什么呢？发生了一个反叛，叛逆。
In Ezekiel chapter 28, we are told that God creates this guardian cherubim angel.
在以西结书二十八章讲到，神创造了这个基路伯上的天使。
His name is Satan.
他名字叫撒旦。
He is a model of perfection.
他其实是完美的。
He is a model of beauty.
他是非常美丽、华丽的。
Were he to materialize in this room right now, we would all be tempted to bow down and worship him.
如果他此时此刻出现在这个屋子里，所有的人都会对他顶礼膜拜。
But Satan has a problem.
但是撒旦有一个问题。
He does not want to be given the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
但是他不甘于去领那个最佳男配角。
Guess what Academy Award he wants?
他想要什么奖呢？
Best Actor.
他想要最佳男主角。
He wants to take the place of God.
他想要代替神的位置。
And so he begins this rebellion.
所以他开始反叛。
And John Milton, in his book Paradise Lost, with his imagination, captures this great battle.
在约翰·米尔顿的《失乐园》里面，他凭想象重新描述了这一幕。
He pictures it as flaming chariots warring on both sides.
按照他的描述，交战的双方都有着了火的战车。
With catapults of fire going back and forth.
互相投射带着火的。
And the battle is at a stalemate because Satan is so powerful.
战争陷入了僵局，因为撒旦的权势很大。
But then Michael, the archangel, comes in.
然后大天使来了。
And with two hands on the sword, he starts cutting this path through the warriors.
他双手拿剑，一路砍杀。
Just mowing them down. And all of a sudden, he's confronted with Satan.
最后来到了撒旦面前。
And he stops his warfare.
战争停止了。
And he says, "You, Satan."
他说你撒旦。
You have caused misery now for thousands.
你为成千上万的人带来了苦难。
You have now brought rebellion into the universe.
你为宇宙带来了叛逆。
I cast you out from heaven.
我把你从天堂逐出去。
And Satan and his demons at that moment have to leave the halls and the courtyard of heaven, and they come to earth.
然后撒旦带着他的妖魔鬼怪不得不离开天堂，来到了人间。
Now, two things to notice about this.
要注意两件事情。
One,
第一
is Satan, even though he is defeated, he is left on this planet.
虽然撒旦被打败，但是他还被留在人间。
And second, when we go to Act 3, we're going to see that Satan has a powerful weapon called doubt.
第二就是撒旦他有一个最强大的武器，就是疑惑。
And he uses it in Genesis chapter 3.
撒旦就在创世纪第三章里面就运用了这个强大的武器。
He says to the woman, "Are you sure that God said?"
他对女人说，神岂是真说了？
And he puts the doubt that God is not for the best interests of Eve.
他对这个女人说，让她产生了对神的怀疑。
That God is holding back goodness.
告诉人说，神把好东西藏起来不给他们。
And Eve believes this doubt.
夏娃就相信了。
And partakes of the fruit.
然后夏娃就吃了果子。
The deception is still with us.
这种欺骗今天还在。
There are many people that doubt the goodness of God.
许多人都怀疑神的存在。
That doubt has its origin in Satan.
那个怀疑就源自撒旦。
At the end of Act 2, God has used his power to cast Satan out.
第二幕的结尾，神用他的大能把撒旦赶出了伊甸园。
We're going to jump to the drama now in Act chapter 3.
然后是第三幕开始，戏剧性的出现。
This is the drama that unfolds.
这就是一个戏剧开始出现了。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
在起初，神创造天地。
We see the wild goodness of God.
我们知道了
He starts with a singularity. I don't know how you're going to translate that. It's a scientific term.
在这儿，神一开始是以单数形式出现的。
It's the moment before the Big Bang. And God creates all of this mass together.
在大爆炸之前，神创造了一切的东西。
And then he says,
然后他就这样子。
And we have this incredible explosion that is still seen in the universe today.
然后我们就看到了今天所见的宇宙中这种难以令人置信的广阔。
Then he comes down to the planet.
然后下来到一个星球。
And he starts and he creates China.
然后他造了中国。
Then he comes over and he creates Wilton, Connecticut.
然后他造了这个地方，南康州这个地方。
And then to the savannah in Kenya.
然后在肯尼亚又造了一个地方。
And the North Pole and the South Pole.
在北极南极又造了地方。
Then he starts working on mangoes.
然后他又开始造人。
And zucchini.
他开始造的是蔬菜。
And the most beautiful vegetable. Eggplant.
最可爱的那些蔬菜水果。
I'm a gardener. I'm always amazed. Every time I see eggplant, I say there has to be a God.
因为牧师他本人是个园艺家，他每次看到了好的蔬菜，特别是茄子的时候，他都想一定是有神存在。
Then he does something that every father does.
然后他又做了那些父亲常做的事情。
He says, "Son, here are the keys to the car."
然后他说，儿子，车的钥匙给你了。
Take it out for a spin.
你去开一圈。
But be very careful.
但是要小心。
He creates us to be an intimate ally with him.
他造了我们是为了让我们与他有亲密的关系。
He also creates us to have intimate allies in each other.
他也希望我们彼此有亲密的关系。
He creates man and a woman, and they're very different from each other.
他造了男人和女人，男人女人是大不一样的。
Men are from Mars and women from Venus. That's a book that John Gray wrote.
有一本书说男人是火星来的，女人是水星来的。
But women are created with a heart that loves security.
女人是造女人是女人是需要一种安全感。
A heart that's nurturing and relational.
一个非常懂得付出，非常注重与人建立关系的一种性格。
My wife can go out with her girlfriends.
牧师的太太经常和她自己的那些女性朋友
and talk for 4 hours with them.
她们能一起谈四五个小时
and then come back and call them on the phone.
然后回家以后还要在电话上继续讲
I can't talk for more than 4 minutes with a guy.
但是牧师和一个男人在一起谈话就不会超过四分钟
But men loves to have significance and to conquer things and to mold the earth.
但是男人他们希望有一种意义，有一就要需要做一些很伟大的事情，要征服地球。
But when you bring these opposites together, they create an intimacy.
你把两种不同的人带到一起，他们中间就会产生亲密的关系。
But it doesn't replace the intimacy of that sacred circle in Act One.
但这种关系并不能替代在第一幕里面我们提到的那种三位一体的那种亲密关系。
It's only a hint that that sacred circle is there.
这种关系只不过向人们提示说，像那样种好的亲密的关系是可能的。
But here is the drama of Act Three.
但是在第三幕又出现了戏剧的高潮。
God realizes that by His power He could force us to do things.
神意识到，因为他的能力，他可以让人类做任何事情。
But there's one thing that power cannot force you to do.
只有一件事情，神的能不能迫使你去做。
To love someone.
那就是去爱。
You cannot force someone to love you.
你不能强迫别人爱你。
And so God says, "Okay, I'm going to give you a free will."
所以神说，那我就给你自由意志。
And you can either love me or you can reject me.
你可以爱我，也可以拒绝我。
So how do you think we did?
你们想人是怎么选择的？
Before the honeymoon is over, Adam and Eve commit adultery.
蜜月结束之前，亚当和夏娃就犯了奸淫。
They turn to the worst enemy and they betray their creator.
他们听了最坏的敌人的引诱，他们背叛了他们的创造者。
And as we're reading these first chapters of Genesis, we realize mankind is messed up.
当我们读这些章节的时候，我们意识到人类真的是干了很坏的事情。
We have a murder taking place in the second generation.
就是他们第二代开始就有谋杀了。
The heart of man in chapter 6 is inclined to every evil.
在第六章，人类行的都是恶。
In Genesis 3:13, God comes to Eve and he says, Do you realize what you've done?
在创世纪三章十六节，神对夏娃说，你知不知道你干了什么事情？
I gave you this perfect world. I gave you beauty. I gave you freedom. And you've just thrown it all away.
我给你这么美好的世界，这些自由，但是你把它通通抛弃了。
And the greatest consequence is now there's death.
最大的后果就是死亡。
And every person in this room, you're going to die.
在座的每个人都会死了。
Because of what happened back in this Act 3.
就是因为在第三幕发生的这件事情。
So at the end of Act 3, the whole universe is groaning.
在第三幕的结尾，整个的宇宙都在叹气。
Darkness has descended.
因为黑暗降临了。
Hopelessness is rampant.
没有希望的事情发生了。
What are we going to do?
我们怎么办呢？
Act 4.
第四幕。
Resolution.
就是解决办法。
Every great story has to have a turn.From hopelessness to hope.
每一个好的故事都有一个转折点，把人们从绝望带到希望。
George Bailey's on the bridge. He's just about to jump and commit suicide.
有一个人站在桥上，马上就要跳下去自杀了。
He realizes he'd be better dead than alive.
他觉得他是死了比活着好。
So he sees his savior. It's Clarence the angel.
然后他看到他的救他的人是一个天使。
In Beauty and the Beast, the beast is about to die.
在美
The last petal is going to fall off.
在美女与野兽里面，那个野兽要死的时候，有一片小花瓣就要落到地上了。
But all of a sudden, it starts to rain.
但是突然开始下雨了。
Superman has kryptonite around his neck. I don't know how you translate that.
超人他脖子上戴了一个东西，可以给他力量了。
He's not going to make it.
Oh, sorry.反正超人要死了。
Then someone says,
然后有人说
Look up in the sky!
看天上。
It's a bird!
有一只鸟。
It's a plane!
有一个飞机。
No, it's Superman!
那是一个超人。
The superhero always comes in the nick of time to rescue us from the darkness.
因为超人经常是在最黑暗的时候出现来拯救我们。
And we have a Superman in our story.
在我们的故事里也有一个超人。
In Act 4, Superman comes. Look in your Bibles at Genesis 3:15.
在创世纪三章十五节。
I will put enmity between you and the woman.
我要叫你和你女人彼此为仇。
Between your offspring and hers.
你的后裔和女人的后裔。
He will crush your head.
女人的后裔要伤你的头。
And you will strike his heel.
你要伤他的脚跟。
This is God's conversation with Satan.
这是神和撒旦的对话。
And he's saying, thy warfare that took place in heaven is going to continue on earth.
他告诉撒旦说，他们在天上的征战要继续在人间。
But I want you to know right now, Satan, I'm going to bring a Messiah.
但是现在，撒旦你听着，我要带来一个拯救者。
I'm going to bring a Savior to this world.
我要把一个
And he is going to come from the woman.
这个女人会生，她的后代里面会出来一个拯救者。
He's going to be born in Bethlehem.
她会生在耶路，在伯利恒。
And he is going to be a mighty deliverer.
她会是全能的救赎主。
This is not going to be Mr. Rogers coming.
这个不是
Mr. Rogers is a kids guy that wears a sweater and welcome to my neighborhood.
Oh, 这不是那个有一个儿童节目主持人。
You haven't watched Mr. Rogers, okay?
I like him. 就是他一个儿童节目的主持人。
Who's the Mr. Rogers in China? Nobody? Big Bird, okay. This champion is going to be much. Has anyone seen Gladiator? Maximus. That's who this is. This is a mighty savior who's going to come.
这个就是你们能想象到的任何文学作品里面描述的那种非常有能力的人。
Satan is going to strike the savior's heel.
但是撒旦会伤他的脚跟。
And that is a painful injury.
那是一个很痛苦的。
But it's not fatal.
但是不致命。
But the Savior is going to crush the snake's head.
但是这个拯救者要打烂撒旦的头，就把它踩掉。
And then the battle will be over.
然后征战就结束了。
That's our hope.
那就是我们的希望。
That's the resolution of Act 4.
那就是第四幕的答案。
So what is the implication for us as we live in Wilton in these areas here?
那么对我们这些生活在南康州的人，这些事情说明了什么？
First of all, there is a grand story.
第一，世界上有一个大的故事。
History is his story.
历史就是神的故事。
It is unfolding in this world.
在这世界上逐渐展开。
And you might think that things are out of control, but they are not out of God's control.
有时候觉得事情失去了控制，但是神一直在后面。
So don't wait up tonight and worry about stuff.
但所以晚上不要惊醒，不要担忧。
Trust our God.
相信我们的神。
Trust His great story.
相信他写的故事。
Second of all, we are all involved in the cosmic drama, even if you're ignorant of it.
第二，我们都身处这个宇宙的大的故事当中。
There are people that think, well, I don't care about what's going on.
有的人会想，我才不管呢。
Don't be tricked.
不要被骗。
Don't doubt.
不要疑惑。
We are all in this story.
你们都在故事里面。
Number three is we have been called to a battlefield, not a playground.
第二，我们要去的是一个战场，而不是一个游乐场。
The war that took place in Act 2 is now taking place in Act 3.
第二幕里面讲到的战争还在第三幕里面继续。
And Satan, our adversary, wants to destroy you.
我们的大的仇敌撒旦时时刻刻都想要毁坏毁灭我们。
He wants to destroy your family.
他想毁坏你的家庭。
He wants to steal your kid's heart.
他想偷走你小孩的心。
He wants to attack this church.
他想来挑战这个教会。
He wants nations to be ruined.
他想让万国都遭到践踏。
That's our enemy.
他是我们的仇敌。
And the fourth.
第四点。
Is you have a free will.
Pardon me?
You have a free will. You have the right to choose.
我们有自由意志。
Robert Frost said this in his poem.
诗人曾经写道。
Two roads diverged in a yellow woods.
在树林里有两条道。
And I took the one less traveled.
我选择那条没人走的。
There are two pathways in front of you today.
今天在你面前就有两条路。
And God is not going to force you to take a pathway. You will choose.
神不会把你推到某一条路，你要自己选择。
One pathway is broad.
一条路是大路。
There are many people on this pathway.
上面有很多人在走。
And they all look like they're having fun.
好像都走得很开心。
And this is very popular.
都很很好。
But that pathway leads to death.
但是那条路通向死亡。
There's another pathway, very narrow.
还有一条小窄路。
There are few travelers on this one.
只有几个人。
But there's one traveler on this, and his name is Jesus.
但是在路上有一个人，他叫耶稣。
And he wants to give you his love.
他要把他的爱给你。
This is how much he loves you.
这就是他多么爱你。
He wants to bring you back to Act One and give you the love of that sacred circle.
他要带你回到第一幕里面那个神圣的三位一体的圈子里。
And he has the power to do it.
他有能力这样做。
Because of the cross, Satan is defeated.
因为他的十字架，撒旦已经被打败了。
Because of the cross, we can have peace with God.
因为他的十字架，我们与神有平安。
Because of the cross, you can go back to Act One.
因为他的十字架，你可以回到第一幕。
There is no greater fulfillment in life than connecting with the love of Jesus.
在人生当中，没有什么比与耶稣的爱连接更加重要的事情。
There is nothing on earth worth pursuing outside of the love of Jesus.
在世上。除了耶稣的爱，没有什么是值得我们追求的。
As you draw up your resolutions for 2012, number one on your list should be to know the love of Jesus.
当你为2012年制定计划的时候，你想的第一样就是去认识主耶稣基督的爱。
That is offered for those who travel on the narrow path.
只要你走到小窄路上，你就会得到这些。
What pathway will you choose?
你选择哪一条路呢?
Lord, we thank you for this day.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you for this great drama.
我们感谢你给我们展现这神奇的这一幕。
This great story.
这个大的故事。
That literally shakes the heaven even today.
这个撼天动地的故事今天还在上演。
And I pray for every person in this room.
我们为在座的每一位祷告。
Lord, I pray that they would choose that narrow pathway.
我们求你带领他们走上那条窄路。
They would choose to love you with all of their heart and soul and strength.
我们求你让他们用全身心灵爱你，敬拜你。
Thank you, dear Savior.
感谢亲爱的救主。
For loving us and coming to rescue us.
感谢你爱我们，感谢你来拯救我们。
We love you, Lord.
我们爱你，主。
Amen.
Amen.